Presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group, Michael Washburn, Exit Realty of the Carolinas, and Jerry Garner, Reverse Mortgage Specialist with Town Bank Mortgage.
Welcome back. This is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca Imholtz, and as I mentioned before the break, we're boomers, we're active, but we need to be able to see what we're doing. And today's guest can help. He's Dr. Kerry Solomon. He's an expert, very renowned in LASIK and cataract surgery. He's also president of the American Society of Cataract and Refractive Surgery. Welcome, Dr. Solomon.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Well, I am so appreciative of you being here today. You are very, very busy. And one of the things I wanted to talk with you about today is our show is Let's Talk Boomers. A lot of listeners out there, though, are younger than boomers. I kind of call them boomers and below. And they're interested in LASIK surgery. But I've heard a rumor out there that there might be an age where you're too old for LASIK surgery. Is that true?
Not really.
Not really? Okay,
not really.
Good. There's still hope.
Yeah, you know, LASIK is certainly most popular in folks aged 18 to perhaps 40 to 45 because that's a great time to help and treat nearsightedness, farsightedness, and people with astigmatism. But there's a condition called presbyopia, which is a fancy word for the need for reading glasses. And that hits all of us at around 40 to 50 years of age.
Yes, it does. That's not a fun day in the eye doctor's office when they say, oh, you know, I think you need some glasses.
And we have some solutions that can solve that with LASIK, such as monovision, where we set one eye for distance and one eye for near.
Okay.
And so for people who are 40 to 55 or thereabouts, and sometimes beyond 55, we can offer distance vision, and they're happy to go into just readers because they avoid the bifocal thing.
Mm-hmm.
Or we can do monovision, and if we do monovision in that regard, then they do great with one caveat, and that is that cataracts begin to develop in people, and a common question is, when do cataracts first develop? Because we think of cataracts as an aging change in really, really, really old people.
Boomers and beyond the boomer age, yes.
Well, you know, this is the first, actually last year was the first year boomers just entered into the Medicare age group.
Oh, that's okay.
So, but in general, boomers don't perceive, and I'm a boomer, we don't perceive ourselves as old.
Mm-hmm.
Cataracts have to be in someone, it's not us, it must be in our parents or our grandparents. But the reality is cataracts first begin to develop around age 50 to 55. But all a cataract is just a cloudiness to the lens of the eye, a little discoloration, if you will. So it's nothing you would notice. It's nothing I would notice. But as cataracts begin to mature over the next 5 to 10 to 15 years, before they're or when they get to the point where they need to be removed, during that 5 to 15 to 20-year period, the prescription of the eye may change as the cataract matures. So we often will tell people, if you're 40 or 45 or 50 and have no evidence of cataracts, have your LASIK done. But it may be 5, 10, 15, or 20 years where cataracts start to develop and mature and change the prescription of the eye, and then we'll have to start dealing with some other issues. In someone who's 25 or 30, it should last them 30 to 40 years. So that's the distinction. And then we have patients that have had cataract surgery that still want their refraction tweaked, and they come back at age 60, 70, or 80, and we tweak them with LASIK. So it's not that you're too old for LASIK, it's that we have to deal with the issue of aging of the lens of the eye, which can alter the prescription.
So post-cataract LASIK surgery
yeah,
is
sure.
an option. I've never heard of that. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm learning a lot this morning, and I knew that I would. Dr. Kerry Solomon is who we're talking with this morning on Let's Talk Boomers about your eyesight and what the newest and latest and greatest techniques are out there as well so that we can have great vision to keep on doing what we're doing. And Dr. Solomon, you're with Carolina Eye Care?
I am with Carolina Eye Care Physicians. I've been there for 7 or 8 years and absolutely love it.
And what is a website where someone listening can reach you?
DrKerrySolomon.com.
DrKerrySolomon.com, and that's K-E-R-R-Y. S-O-L-O-M-O-N.
Correct.
.com. Wonderful. So we're talking about, it's not necessarily an age of our, you know, birth years that we are considering as we go forward with our eyesight. It's more about where we are in our eye health, in our stage of life. So as a boomer, what are some of the symptoms I might experience regarding cataracts?
Sure. So I'm going to preface that a little bit because I see boomers all the time.
We're a big group.
they come in with different needs or different questions. So often they'll come in and say, I don't want to wear my glasses. My vision's fine with my glasses. I just don't want to mess with them. And depending on what we see with our exam, we have a treatment. It's not that you're of an age where there is no treatment. We have a treatment. If there's no sign of cataracts, you can have LASIK, and we can set you for distance, or if you're a monovision candidate, we can do monovision. We also have newly FDA-approved technologies called inlays, where we can use one eye and give one eye distance and reading and set the other eye for distance. So you see in the distance with both eyes, and you have one eye with the ability to read. And that sits on the outside of the eye, and it's removable and reversible.
That's what I have with my contacts. So it's sort of like that, much better because it's permanent, right?
Yeah, well, it can be. That's right.
Okay, okay.
The third option for someone that doesn't have cataracts but maybe has early age-related changes to their lenses, they can have what's called a refractive lens exchange, where they can have the lenses of their eyes removed and new implants put in. It's cataract surgery, but we call it by a different terminology because we don't bill it to insurance. Because the distinction is we're doing the surgery to help someone be less dependent on glasses, not because they can't see well enough with their glasses. But when we do refractive lens surgery, we can set both eyes for distance. We can do monovision, one eye for distance and one eye for near. And we have multifocal implants where both eyes are for distance and both eyes can read.
And how wonderful, you don't have to look for glasses, you don't have to worry about your contacts.
Exactly right.
Which irritate and me at a certain time of day.
And then you won't get cataracts because they've already been removed.
Okay.
So then you have a very stable prescription that should last a long, long time.
Wow, that is amazing.
Now, your question, if someone's worried or concerned about cataracts, what would be the earliest signs? Often it's a slight decrease in the quality of the vision. I'm just not seeing road signs or things as far away as I used to. But more commonly, it's nighttime symptoms where people are noticing glare around headlights, where they're saying, I can still drive at night, but it's more distracting. Sometimes I find I'm looking off to the yellow line, off to the side of the road, headlights, streetlights, things like that.
You read my mind because my thought was, is it day or nighttime? Because I'm noticing the night glare.
And that's a very early sign of cataracts. And that's a sign that oftentimes the prescription needs to be changed. And so you may find that your contacts or glasses just need to be tweaked because that's an early sign of a prescription change. When you get to the point where the doctor says, I've made the prescription as good as I can, then I typically put glare into the mild, moderate, and severe category. Mild meaning, okay, I have it. And I'm glad my glasses are as good as they could be, and I'm glad there's nothing else going on. It's just some cataracts. I really don't think about it. The glare doesn't bother me. We can leave that alone and watch it. That's mild. Severe, at the other end of the spectrum, would be my glare is so bad I've had to stop driving at night. And I see patients who come in every day like that. And I tell them, why did you wait so long? Because there's just no need to wait that long to where you've had to curb your daily activities. Moderate would be, I have it, and I can still do the things I want to do, but it's distracting and it's getting worse, and if it could be made better, I'd like it made better. That's the point. When it can't be corrected with glasses or contacts, that's the point to consider having your cataracts removed. What age does that happen at? It's variable. I mean, we've removed cataracts from children and babies, but most commonly, it's people 55 to 60 and beyond.
And once they're gone, they're gone?
Once they're gone, they're gone.
Okay. So what is the number one reason that someone would postpone cataract surgery?
I did a survey with the American Association of Retired Persons, the AARP.
Okay.
And the most common reason people delay surgery is fear. They're worried, appropriately so. Nobody wants surgery. And the most common thing I hear after surgery is people saying, why did I wait so long? These days, cataract surgery, the good news is it's extremely successful. The success rate of removing a cataract successfully and replacing with a new lens is the most successful surgical procedure out there today. It's very, very high. These days it's done with numbing drops no needles, no stitches, no patches. Most patients are able to return to their daily activities later that day or the next day. And most people see clear enough for those that choose the options, because while we're there doing cataract surgery, we can also then treat nearsightedness, farsightedness, astigmatism, and the need for reading glasses. So these patients have all sorts of options. Most patients are back to what they want to do, often without glasses, the very next day.
Wow. So let's talk about payment. How does one pay for the surgeries, and does it depend upon what they're getting for insurance to pay for it?
So insurance covers cataract surgery. So for insurance, for it to be what's considered medical necessity, it has to have specific vision criteria, and the patient, for the most part, actually for every part, what has to happen is the patient's vision has to be limiting their daily activities. They have to be getting to the point where I'm not seeing as well enough as I'd like with my glasses. New glasses and contacts can't solve the problem. The next simplest thing to try is cataract surgery, and their vision tests need to be need to confirm the symptoms that they're having.
Okay. So it's truly impacting their ability to function on a daily level, and that's when insurance will...
People shouldn't mistake that to waiting until they can't do something. I've had to stop driving at night.
Right.
We don't want that.
No, no.
But when it's impacting, you know what, I don't see the golf ball. That's another really common one around here. When I play golf, my partners have to tell me where the ball goes because I just can't see it.
Or tennis ball. That was my husband's first clue.
Or tennis ball. I operated on a golfer, a professional golfer, whose cataracts were to the point where she said, I haven't been able to see the ball land on a green in years.
Wow.
And removing her cataracts solved the problem. That's what we call contrast, and it's a loss of contrast and glare, because when the ball goes up into the sky, you lose it. And that's often solvable with cataract surgery.
And that is a quality of life benefit.
100%. There's no question that cataract surgery and LASIK surgery improve the quality of someone's life. And there have been a number of studies to confirm that.
And if you're just now tuning in to Let's Talk Boomers, we're talking today with Dr. Kerry Solomon. He is a very renowned expert LASIK and cataract surgery. He's with Carolina Eye Care. His website is drkerrysolomon.com. And we're talking about all the wonderful new technologies and opportunities out there for you listening if you want to have better vision so that you can enjoy a wonderful quality of life. And we've talked a lot about LASIK, cataract. What about astigmatism? Can that be corrected?
Yes, astigmatism can be corrected, and we correct it a number of different ways. With LASIK, it's a laser that corrects the astigmatism. With cataract surgery, we now have lasers. Different lasers. They're called femtosecond lasers, but we have a different type of a laser that can correct astigmatism for lower amounts of astigmatism, and we have astigmatism-correcting lens implants for larger amounts of astigmatism. We have technology developed off of LASIK called intraoperative aberrometry. It's a big, long, fancy name, but basically we take real-time measurements in surgery when the cataract or the lens has been removed to fine-tune the prescription of the eye. We have technology today that we didn't have 5 or 10 years ago, which is why we continue to raise the bar and our results continue to get better and better. And most recently, it's kind of fun to see there's been so much research and development and gone into the eye surgery and ophthalmology that a most recent FDA approval was a new lens implant that's called an extended depth of focus lens. When you think about today's active boomer, to put it in your words, compared to 30 years ago. 30 years ago, people wanted to be able to read a book and see in the distance. Today, I have to see my cell phone. I need to answer my email. I've got my iPad or my Kindle. And the distances for those devices tend to be at a different distance than when you're going to read a book or look at a magazine. And the needs for those different near activities are different. An extended depth of focus lens is designed to expand where things are in clear focus so people can see at a variety of distances, say 12 to 14 inches away for a book, maybe 16 to 18 inches away for a computer. Those were just FDA approved about 2 months ago, so they're new to the market, but they've been outside of the U.S. And through my travels, as part of my role with ASCRS, I've been talking to my international colleagues, and these lenses have been around for a few years, and they're very well accepted.
Wow. And so I think that really makes a strong point that if you haven't thought about it in the last 5 years or so, really, I encourage you, go see Dr. Kerry Solomon. He can do an exam and figure out what's best for you.
Yeah, and quite honestly, go see your eye doctor, your regular doctor as well, who knows you best. But ask some good questions and inquire about some of the new things. And the truth is, for people looking to be less dependent on glasses, whether you are young, whether you're a boomer, whether you have cataracts or you don't, there are lots of options available today to help solve the issue.
And great advice. And actually, Dr. Solomon, you have a clinic coming up next week on November the 16th. We're the listener out there. It's at 6 o'clock in the evening in Mount Pleasant at your office, Carolina Eye Care. We'll have some information on our website, but be sure and go, and they can learn about what you and I are talking about today, maybe get an opportunity to ask some questions.
Yep, we do, and there are seminars that we do. They've been very well attended. The last one we did was standing room only.
Oh, my goodness.
But it was great, you know, and I like to think they're coming for more than the free wine and cheese. it's nice. I enjoy speaking with people and helping to educate people about what's available today.
Well, I have enjoyed speaking with you today, and I've learned a lot. Thank you so much.
Thanks very much for having me.
Thank you for being here. And once again, Dr. Solomon's website is drkerrysolomon.com. This is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca Umholtz. We'll be right back.
Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group, Michael Washburn, Exit Realty of the Carolinas, and Jerry Garner, Reverse Mortgage Specialist with Town Bank Mortgage.
Welcome back. We're fortunate.